I just feel the love and the joy in this room right now, and let's just acknowledge that, yeah? Yes. That there's just this palpable love. There's this palpable energy here that is hard to duplicate, that you've all created here together. And I know that there's been challenges. I know there's been tribulations, and yet we move through them. Yes?
Yes.
So that's what today, you know, is about joy, finding joy in the difficult times. That we don't just run away when it gets hard. That we stay present. We stay in known. We trust each other. We trust God is present. Yes?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And that's what community does, is it supports, you know, this environment no matter what's showing up. And there's an underlying tone of trust in the inevitable, knowing that God's vision will outpicture if we just stay present in love. Yeah. And that's what's happening. And there's a transition happening and change is happening. And I know some of you just don't like it. Right? Yeah. And yet it's inevitable, right? It's just going to happen all of the time. And yet sometimes, for whatever reason, when change happens, we're still shocked and surprised. What do you mean? And yet that's the only way that really evolution happens. We don't want to stay stuck, right, in who we've been. There needs to be a growth. Yes?
Yes.
Yes. Of moving forward. So I'm excited with you as Reverend Kristen makes her way here, and I know she's feeling the same trepidation, excitement, but yet, wow, will they get me? You know, will they know who I am? As you are, what will she do? What will she change everything? Will she love me like the last one, right? Oh no! She loves me, she loves me not. So the goal isn't really for that, is it? It's really about our spiritual growth, yes?
Yes.
That we're not inviting here, so you'll just feel so loved up. That's sort of a benefit, right? But it's about our growth. So if there's, you know, something edgy about this new idea of this new minister coming, stay present. Be awake. Stay ready to serve. And I know you all are. And I've heard from you. So it's beautiful, as we know last week we talked about gratitude and recognizing that we really learn from these life lessons that can be difficult. That really our character and our spirit grows the most when it's challenged. When it's complacent and easy, you know, not so much. Right? And I used an analogy earlier about, you know, floating down a river, which, you know, is fun to do and it's wonderful, it's relaxing and it's just this slow moving river and, you know, you're just going with the flow and life is lovely. But after a while, we can get a little bored, yes? Where's the white water? You know? Where's the excitement? Where's the bumping up against the boundaries? Because our soul is here to grow, not just to be comfortable, but to break out of that familiarity, break out of that sameness. Just as this ministry is ready for that spurt of growth, ready to break out of that sameness, that God's vision for you all is so magnificent and so large and so wonderful. Are you ready?
Yes.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Yes. And so I know that about you, and I know that it's not always easy. So I'm so grateful for your courage and, and your presence and your willingness to stay present even when it gets a little uncomfortable. Right?
Yes.
Yeah. So here we are, finding joy in the difficult times. Whether it's here or in our personal lives or in our country or around the world. That truly God is here. No matter what's out picturing. I know that my goal is to use life experiences to awaken, to not run from them, to not hide from them, but to use that. There's a story in the book about a couple of women, and the first story is about a 97-year-old woman who has had good health most of her life, and she's diagnosed with a terminal illness. And she's devastated. She's like, why me? You're 97. Right? It's like, wow. So that's an odd question or statement to say, isn't it, when we've lived this whole life with very little illnesses. And then the other story is about a 40-year-old woman who's diagnosed with brain cancer. And so her reaction is to gather her family and friends around and say, you know, I've got this diagnosis. I wanted you all to know. But I don't want you to be sad, and I don't want you to pity me. I want you to see me as happy, whole, and complete, that the spirit of life is still breathing through me, to know that I will walk through this, whatever the outcome, with grace, dignity, and joy. Yes?
Yes.
That's what I want. Because, you know, I am not in charge of the outcome. That's God's business. So what we have to know is dying is not the worst thing that can happen. Isn't that a funny statement? But we act like it is, isn't it? Yes. As though that is the last horriblest thing. And as we celebrated Mary Stark yesterday, we read some beautiful scriptures, and Reverend Sheila delivered a beautiful message. And it was about remembering that we're not this body. We are not this body. We are so much more than this physical body. And to utilize these times of memorials to awaken ourselves to remember, that's the truth of my being. I am not my diagnosis. I am not my life circumstance. I am not my losses or my divorce. I am a child of God, worthy of a happy, prosperous, exciting, adventurous life down a rapid river. If that's what you want. Yeah. So this beautiful book that we continue to speak about, Awakening Joy, with James Barrage, there's still some books in our bookstore, is just a beautiful journey into awakening, to that there is a spirit of joy innately ours. And that it is up to us to sort of tap into that joy. And that joy really has nothing to do with external experiences. That we can find joy even in the difficult times. One of the realizations I've come to is sort of staying out of a story. So whenever I find myself or others, if you're willing, is to remember to let go of the story so I can get on with the glory. Let go of the story that how it should have been or how it was horrible or what victim story we're talking about, of how life has kept me back and here's all the reasons why I'm not successful or here's all the reasons why he left me or she left me. is to trust and know that if something's in your life that you've experienced, to use it as a catalyst to express more and more of your divinity. So instead of the 97-year-old, oh my gosh, why is this happening to me? Why is this happening to me? Is how can I use even this God to glorify you? How can I even walk through this challenging experience and really be a greater expression of who I've come here to be? So in the book is this great teaching and story about an acronym called RAIN. It's a mindful approach to working with painful emotions. And this cue process is also a way of working with painful, traumatic experiences, or just anything that annoys us. Which can be a long list, right? But RAIN is an acronym, and R is recognize. First begin to recognize what's going on within you. Recognize that you might be upset. Recognize that you might feel anger. Recognize that something's amiss. So just begin to sort of stop, look, and listen. Recognize what's happening in the body. And begin to name the emotions and not run from them. And the second step is acceptance or allowing or accepting what you're feeling. It means letting go of any agenda for the experience to change. Yes? Yeah. Letting go of how this experience needs to change. Just being with it. So we're allowing, we're accepting what is. That's the Byron Katie approach. She says, the only time I suffer is when I argue with reality. Right? The only time I suffer is when I'm pushing away what is. Yeah. So being with, allowing, accepting. And that doesn't mean we don't take action, but we take action from a place of faith and trust and connection to a greater presence and source, and not fear and anger. Yes?
Yes.
The third step is to investigate. Investigate. Once you recognize an emotion and allow it to just be as you, you can then investigate how it is expressing itself in the body and the mind. What does it feel like? What does it say? What thoughts are originating from this feeling? You know, so this happened. My boyfriend left me, so I'm feeling sad and separate and disappointed. There's a pain in my gut. There's a hole in my heart. So recognize, accept, investigate. And then the last one is N, non-identification or non-resistance. So we want to identify the emotion, we want to accept and investigate, but we don't want to claim it as our identity. Yes?
Yes.
So we might be angry, but I'm not anger. I'm having an experience of anger. Or I might feel sad or depressed or lonely, but that's not who I am, a lonely, afraid person. I'm having an experience and a feeling of that. So when we can separate our identity, it's easier to deal with versus moving into that as who we are. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. So RAIN is recognize, accept, investigate, and non-identification or non-resistance. And that's a beautiful experience or easy way of getting back into self. I wanted to read to you from the book. This first reading reminds me of Mary Stark. I've known her a very short time from you, but she was one of the first people I saw when I came here, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 years ago. And she's just a beautiful being. And so this little poem is from Roshani. It's called The Unbroken. There's a brokenness out of which comes the unbroken, a shatteredness out of which blooms the unshatterable. There is a sorrow beyond all grief which leads to joy, and a fragility out of whose depths emerges strength. There is a hollow space too vast for words, through which we pass with each loss. Out of those darkness, out of whose darkness, we are sanctioned into being. There is a cry deeper than all sound, whose serrated edges cut the heart as we break open to a place inside that is unbreakable and whole, while learning to sing. Which is what Mary did. Is that there was many parts of her physically that looked broken. And there was lots of pain and suffering in her life. But she didn't look to that to define her. She looked beyond the illusion of the body. And she went to song, didn't she?
Yes, she did.
To express her most amazing self. And so we can use these difficult times of losing a sister on this planet, of recognizing our own mortality, you know. Am I on purpose? Am I living the life that God intends for me? That's what it's about. It's not about if you claim some to be your Lord and Savior so you'll go to heaven. Heaven is here and now. Are you living on purpose? Are you in line with your divine mission? Yes? That's how we can use it. And that's what Mary would say to you. Get on with it. Right?
Yes.
Take the long river raft with the white water, right?
Yes.
To live fully. And the last reading is called Allow by Donna Faltz. There is no controlling life. Try corralling a lightning bolt contained in a tornado. Dam a stream and it will create a new channel. Resist and the tide will sweep you off your feet. Allow and grace will carry you higher and higher. The only safety lies in letting it all in. Letting it all in. The wild and the weak, fear, fantasies, failures, successes. When a loss rips off the doors of the heart, or sadness veils your vision with despair, practice becomes simply bearing the truth. In the choice to let go of your known way of being, the whole world is revealed to you in your new eyes. And that's awakening, is allowing whatever God has for us to be used as a catalyst to grow, to expand instead of contract the heart. So God, show me how to keep my heart open in this tragedy, in this difficulty. Allow me to be a voice for peace and justice for all. Allow me to be a voice for compassion, a voice for love, a voice for honesty. And allow me to know and trust that that infinite presence of all life is here amongst all of my family and friends. And let me look for the good in them. Let's pray. And so, beloved presence of all life, we give thanks for this ministry and these teachings and this courageous presence that lives here now as we go through this time of change. We are blessed, we are grateful for our unique expression of you on earth. So we are an instrument of your peace, an instrument of your love, of your joy. Allow us, God, to open up our hearts and channels to receive that love and joy and peace and to be a greater expression of you on earth. And for that, we say thank you. Thank you, God. And so it is. Amen. God bless you. Thank you.